This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
And welcome to the Joy Jam. You're listening to Marie Gibson. I'm the host of this podcast, and it is number 246. So, September has hit, and in the Southern Hemisphere, September means spring. And I don't know, I love spring. It feels so bloody hopeful. You know, I love everything about it, okay? There's the blossoms. Oh my goodness, the blossoms. They're longer days. When I think back to my childhood, there's the smell, and I think of spring, I can smell freshly cut grass. You know, I associate that with spring. And I guess if we think of that in a wider sense, I feel like we're waking up again. You know, we bury ourselves deep in winter. I know I do. I get a bit of seasonal depression, all of that. And so when spring comes, I feel lighter. I feel not freer, but more hopeful, more positive, all of the things. So I thought, well, let's do a podcast about it. Yeah? Are you with me? Do you love spring? It's just such, I don't know, I keep coming back to that word hopeful. It feels hopeful. You know, and I love that metaphor, you know, cliche as it is, that spring acts like a metaphor for starting again, for growing, for waking up and, I don't know, letting a little more light in. All of that. So I hope you're with me and we can discuss the joy of spring. And I'm not, once again, it's not that toxic positivity, but I think we can use the season to propel us into making some more joyful changes in our lives should we need to. And I know for me, part of the reason why I did this podcast in the beginning is I needed to actively look for joy. In some ways, my life is not joyful. I live in chronic pain. I have to actively choose every day to seek out joy. Otherwise, I could be that girl sitting on the couch feeling sorry for herself with nothing but my pain to keep me company. And I don't want that as a fucking life. That sounds terrible. So, hence, I'm a little Pollyanna and I love myself a little bit of spring. So I took some notes. I've been getting way better at taking a few notes down. I'm going to go through them and no doubt I will add my own 2 cents worth about the notes that I've taken. So number one was the joy of starting again. Fucking love it. You know, it's never too late to start again. I have learned that so many times in my life where I thought I was done for. I thought I was resigned to settling for whatever it was in my life. And we don't have to. And I think that spring is a reminder that we don't have to, that we're allowed to begin again. You know, like the plants, they bury themselves deep. We think they're dead and gone. No, the bulb was still just in the earth waiting to start again. And then the cycle, you know, starts all over. And here's the thing, when we want to start again, we don't have to have it all figured out. I've learned that now. I thought that I had to have all my ducks in a row. I had to have this perfect plan on and all the contingencies for if anything went wrong before I could do anything. And I've realised it's not realistic and it's just not how life works and it's certainly not how I fucking work. So we don't have to have it all figured out, right? We've simply planted a new seed you know, if we're going to carry on with this garden metaphor, which, you know, it's spring, I've been out there getting a bit of dirt under my nails. Not much, but a tiny little bit of gardening has been done. Maybe 6-7 pots and a couple of metres. But imagine simply planting a new seed and seeing what will happen. We don't expect that plant to grow perfectly or anything. We're just hopeful that it's going to rise and that it's going to be able to sustain life and blah, blah, blah. So we are never too old. It's never too late. And we are never too far along the wrong path, whatever that is, whether it's addiction, a bad relationship, a really unhappy job, whatever it is, we are never too far along the wrong path to start something new. And I'm not saying it's easy to do that. It's real change. I've begun to realise is one of the hardest things as human beings we have to navigate. And some people are okay with change. They thrive on it. And others of us, it takes a little longer for us to mentally and emotionally catch up to the whole thing. Number two, the joy of coming out of hibernation. See, you can see I'm all over this nature metaphor in spring, can't you? Winter makes us retreat. I said that at the beginning. You know, I retreat all the way down under my duvet covers. And I'm quite content to stay there for the most part of winter, but it does take its toll. You know, I'm realistic in knowing that come August, I haven't put myself out there socially very much at all for the last few months, and I'm missing human connection. So winter can do that, and I know I'm not the only one. You know, we retreat both physically and emotionally, I think. And spring kind of acts like that invitation to come back out. You know, it kind of invites us back out, so to speak. So, I don't know, it gives us a reason to dress up again because, you know, we're going to go out. It gives us an excuse to go and see friends. You know, in the middle of winter, we let ourselves off thinking it's too cold, it's going to be too dark, it's going to be too, you know, all the things. Whereas spring, A, we're a little more willing to go out, but B, we also don't have those excuses to fall back on. It's fine enough for us to go for a walk. You know, when it's 0 degrees or it's fucking pissing down with rain or the wind is just about blowing you sideways, I don't know about you, but I feel a little bit like the Wicked Witch of the West, and I'm going to dissolve in a puddle on the footpath. And I know that that's not going to happen, but I also, it doesn't make me want to run out there and go for a walk. Spring, on the other hand, you know, that smell of freshly cut grass, whatever that is for you, the smell of jasmine and spring flowers blossoming, that can get us out and go for a walk. And man, what it does for my mental health is astonishing, what a half-hour walk can do. Sitting in the sunshine, you know, it's been proven that a lack of vitamin D makes us depressed. And I often wonder, you know, in a world now where we live in sunscreen or hiding from the sun, naturally, we're just not getting our vitamin D intake. I mean, I know that I have to take a pill every month. I had to take one every day for quite some time. I got myself so low. But now I maintain it by taking a pill once a month. Saying yes to something, you know, maybe you've put off. You've been procrastinating saying yes to something that you actually really want to do. Say yes. Use spring as their excuse to say yes to someone. Okay, number three, the joy of growth, even when nobody else can see it. So what do I mean by that? Well, if we go back to our gardening metaphor, seeds spend ages growing underground before there's anything to see. And I feel like I've kind of been the same. I can look back and I see this huge amount of growth that I've done, But it kind of felt like it was happening underground, you know. I wasn't aware of a lot of it. It was happening anyway, based on the choices that I was making, the people that I was talking to, the books that I was reading, all of that. And so like seeds, we could be having spent winter growing underground, setting those roots, that foundation, in order to be able to blossom. So seeds spend ages growing underground before there's anything to see, and then sometimes we think that nothing's happening, but underneath everything is happening. Everything. You know, this last quarter alone, in the deep darkness of winter, in the last few weeks, I have said yes to 3 big projects, 2 smaller projects, a potential house build come new house buy, and I've managed to squeeze in a wee holiday with the girls. You know what I mean? I haven't spent winter doing nothing. I have been quietly planning, building, nurturing, resting, recuperating. You know, I had a hip replacement. It took some rest and recuperation. But in amongst that, I thought I was doing nothing but fucking eating and watching shows. There was work being done in the background because I came out of that and I was ready to launch into the children's show, Storytime with Gigi. I was in a better energy space to be able to say yes to Summer Shakespeare, all of that sort of thing. I wasn't doing nothing, and I bet you weren't either. The joy of a little bit of colour. Well, of course, I had to bring clothing into this at some point, didn't I? You know, and I think, you know, in New Zealand, we wear a lot of black anyway, but I think overall, people wear darker colours in winter. The idea of wearing a fluorescent yellow, it doesn't quite feel like that's where our head's at because it's cold and dark. But suddenly, you know, and we look outside and, you know, it's grey, it's black outside, it's raining, the trees are stripped bare. You know, there's a lack of colour everywhere we look. But now comes spring and suddenly there's flowers everywhere. So now we've got this burst of colour everywhere in nature. And colour affects our mood, whether we want to acknowledge that or not. No matter how much I say that I love wearing black clothing, colour itself I love. And colour has the ability to change my mood. Sitting in a beautiful, bright, vibrant garden, man, it's, you know, it's like being on retreat. With my love of clothing, with your love of clothing, the amount of people that, for example, come into the shop and they aren't black wearers and they love colour and they talk about the dopamine effect that wearing bright colour has for them. For me, sometimes I feel a little bit like a packet of Crayola crayons if I'm in all these big bright block colours. But I guess I've got to know myself enough that that doesn't feel always authentically me. And it doesn't mean to say that I'm always in black. Right now, I am in a pair of leopard print jeans and a hot pink top with a cowgirl on it. You know, I'm certainly not in black all the time. And when it comes to my styling and when it comes to making costumes, I'm also reminded that I'm not dressing me, I'm dressing other people, and that colour affects their mood, that we want to be seen and heard. And I think by the time someone comes along to a stylist, they're ready to being seen. They're sick of hiding away in oblivion in several shades of beige. Okay, number 5. Yeah, this is debatable, but I've put it anyway because you'll see. Number 5, the joy of spring cleaning. But I don't just mean the house. thank fuck for that, she says. So what can we clear out? So for me, spring cleaning is always a thing, and that's because I need to, because I'm, you know, I'm not much of a housekeeper's arsehole, to be honest. I don't much like housework, and I'll put it off if I can. So there is absolutely some physical house spring cleaning that always needs to happen, because I put off the gardens, the weeding, the clearing out of everything come winter. It's not that my house is filled with rubbish, but it's filled with a whole lot of stuff I've got to go through. So going back to what we can clear out, that's not just the house, but sometimes just the house too. Okay, clothes we never wear. Okay, so for me, for a start, I still never got rid of all the clothes before going into winter, let alone what I've now eaten my way out of. I've had some weight gain over winter, and I'm not going to dwell on that. It is what it is. I'm in a different size jeans today than I was 6 months ago. Why am I clinging on to those 6 months ago jeans? You know, I might slim down to them, but I might not either. And they're going to be a constant reminder that I've gained weight. I could just get rid of them. I'm not going to mind going shopping. Because here's the thing. Why keep all these clothes that we may one day fit into when we all know we don't mind going shopping? We're quite happy to go shopping. So get into a new size, and it's going to be no great sacrifice having to go out and buy a new pair of jeans, right? Things we keep because we think we should. And I've got, this is where my clutter, and some people would see as hoarding, it really falls into this category, the things we keep because we should. What do you do with the service sheets from funerals? Because now that I'm 54, I'm getting quite a collection of them, and it feels wrong throwing them in the rubbish, but I don't need to keep them. And I don't know what to do with stuff like that, or the birthday cards, or the, you know, we keep a lot of stuff because we think we should. And I've never understood the people who can just automatically throw that stuff out, because I'm far more attached to stuff. But I realise that that's an issue in itself, being attached to stuff. Okay, so here now we're going to move away from the house stuff. Things that we can clear out. Old grudges. Is it time to fucking let it go? Put it down. The only one staying angry is you. So if so, you think someone's ruined your life, they're actually continuing to ruin it by you constantly dwelling on it. Let it go. Move it on. Release the person with light and love into the universe and let it be done. Honestly, life's too short. I have learned that has been a harsh reminder this year, is just how short life is and how precious it is. And I don't want to spend precious, precious moments worrying about shit that just doesn't matter, that I don't want to take into the next life with me. So why on earth am I spending valuable real estate on it in this life? People pleasing. I think I'm getting better and better at not people pleasing. It's of course my natural go-to to want to be able to say yes to everything, but I've become a lot more realistic, and I've become a lot better at boundaries. And now I think about, will it please me? Whereas that was something that I'd never ever considered before. The voice that says we're not good enough. You know, this is the age-old question. You know, the age-old argument that we have with ourselves, that core belief that we are not good enough, that there is something about us that is not worthy of love and belonging and connection. And whatever that is for us, we spend a lifetime thinking that we're not good enough. Let it go. Let that be something that you let go of. And feeding into that, the stories about ourselves that are expired. So often we define ourselves by the things that have happened to us. And I challenge you to not be defined by them. You know, I'm more than my one arm. I'm more than my car accident. I'm more than the trauma I've experienced in different ways in my life. I'm so much more than that. And I don't want to be defined by that stuff. So if you've got stories that have expired, let them go and start a new story, one that's a little more cheerful. So I guess, what are you ready to leave behind this spring? What are you prepared to leave behind and shed? Like we're snakes shedding our skin. You know, I think that's a great analogy for kind of what happens to us. Number six, the joy of getting outside. You know, that's self-explanatory. Sunshine, longer days, bare feet, fresh air, garden, coffee outside. You know, in the morning sun might be a bit crisp, but the sun's out there, feels nice. Walking, going to the market, going on a road trip, eventually swimming outside when it's warm enough, walking along the beach, you know, the joy of getting outside. The warmer it is, the more we'd like to get outside. And in New Zealand, we've got the privilege of being within hours of and only a few hours at that, of being near a beach. So maybe, you know, this is where I challenge you, that I want you to notice five signs of spring this week. Five signs that spring is in the air, and it could be one's physical, where you see this blossoms. One is something that you've put off doing and that you want to do. One is letting go of something. I don't know, five signs of spring for you. So, which leads me into that joy of possibility. Spring to me is full of what ifs, okay? What if this is the year I finally ... What if I did say yes? What if I tried something completely different? You know, go into a belly dancing class, go and learn croquet. I don't know, small ball rifle shooting? We need hobbies. Otherwise, we become depressed. And I think our hobby should cost us money, because then it gives us a reason to work. We know what we're working for. What if I stopped waiting until I was ready and I just jumped off? Give it a go. What's the worst that can happen? Well, you know, if you jumped off and you didn't have a parachute on, you know, we all know what might happen then. Okay, so I guess this whole episode is around the fact that the main message that I want to get through to you, and if I go back to gardening, is spring doesn't ask the daffodil whether it's ready to bloom. It just blooms. It just blooms. And I'll repeat that again. Spring doesn't ask the daffodil whether it's ready to bloom. It just blooms. We spend so much of our time waiting for us to be thinner, waiting for us to be fitter, waiting to be richer, braver, more confident, less busy, less scared, more all of the things. You know, we come into that I'm not enough mentality. But we spend so much of our time waiting for all of that stuff that we miss out on some extraordinary living. Maybe this spring is our reminder that we don't have to wait to become the finished version of ourselves before we start living. We can just start living. I didn't need to have a perfectly laid out children's radio show. I just had to start reading aloud on air. And that's what I've done. And it's the beginning of something that feels great to me. So what do you love about spring yourself? Is it those longer days? Is it the smell of freshly cut grass? You know, what are you growing? What are you prepared to let go of? And in which areas of your life are you prepared to let more light in? I'd be really interested to know that. And, you know, and these are questions that I have physically asked myself this week. You know, what am I ready to bloom into? Because I feel like I am on the precipice of something new. And it might not be one new thing. It might be a million tiny little different directions and different things that's going to propel me into the new me, the me, more of the me, being more me. Oh, my goodness. Just being more me. More me. I'm going to finish with a little challenge. I want you to find one thing that feels like spring to you. So this is a proactive thing. So I said for you to notice five signs of spring. But this I want to propel you into action. I want you to plant something or wear something colourful. I want you to deliberately go and sit in the sunshine. I want you to call someone up that you've been meaning to call or try something new that you've always wanted to try. Buy yourself some flowers because you were at the market and you love flowers. Walk somewhere where you've never walked before. Book a trip if you've got the means to. You know, and while you're doing that, please remember, you don't have to wait for a new life. Not at all. Sometimes, I don't know, you just need to give the life you have a little room to bloom. And maybe that means by giving yourself a gentle kick up the ass and saying, come on, it's time to get out into the world again. I've spent enough time hibernating. This is my new season and it's time to start blooming. I don't need a whole new life in order for that to happen, but I can guarantee that if I implemented some of the changes that keep going around and around in my head, I would end up having a completely different life than the one I'm currently living. And that too could be you. All we've got to do is actually start. So on that note, I'm going to leave you with that. Go and do something that feels like spring this week. And if nothing else, I hope that that sun shines warmly upon your face and upon your week. That's all I've got time for. Ka kite.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.